Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Eastern Ukraine ceasefire deal reached. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France emerged from marathon talks in Belarus Thursday with a ceasefire deal in hand aimed at ending 10 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine, fighting that's left at least 5,400 people dead. The ceasefire will begin February 15th. It was announced following 16 hours of all-night talks in the Belarusian capital, Minsk. British Prime Minister David Cameron reacted to the agreement.
If this is a genuine ceasefire, then of course that would be welcome. But what matters most of all is actually actions on the ground rather than just words on a piece of paper.
In addition to the ceasefire, the agreement calls for withdrawal of forces to create a wide buffer zone, exchange of prisoners, and a commitment to pursue a political solution. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the parties have managed to agree on the main issues, including the withdrawal of heavy weapons from the conflict area. Greece and its international creditors agreed Thursday at a European Union summit in Brussels to launch technical discussions on the debt-ridden country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. A Friday meeting will try to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's adamant stance against changing the terms and more than $300 billion in loans. The Red Cross says its Ebola workers in Guinea are being attacked an average of 10 times per month, endangering efforts to stop the spread of the disease. The International Red Cross says the most recent incident was last Sunday in western Guinea, where two workers were beaten while trying to conduct a safe burial for Ebola victims. This is VOA News. Witnesses in northeastern Nigeria say at least seven people were killed Thursday in an apparent suicide bombing in the town of Biu. Reports say a female on the bus may have set off the explosion. An Egyptian court released two Al Jazeera journalists Thursday after adjourning their trial on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood until February 23rd. Cheers and applause erupted in the Cairo courtroom as the judge set bail at $33,000 for Mohamed Fahmy, and no bail for his colleague Bahir Mohamed, who reacted to the simple statement on Twitter, "I am free." Marwa Omara, fiancé of Canadian journalist Fahmy, expressed her relief at the news.
It was a very tough time for us. We've suffered a lot, and Mohamed is a victim, and we believe that we're very happy. I'm very happy.
Is he allowed to travel
finally,
back home now?
Finally, I can just relax.
A third Al Jazeera journalist, Australian Peter Grestu, was freed and sent home on February 1st. China's foreign minister reaffirmed Beijing's support for Afghanistan's national unity government during a visit to Pakistan. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says a broad-based, inclusive national reconciliation government with multiple factions, including the Taliban, will lead to long-term stability and security in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has more.
At a news conference with Pakistani advisor on national security and foreign affairs, Sartaj Aziz, Wang emphasized the need for the international community to remain engaged with Kabul and support the unity government led by President Ashraf Ghani. Wang promised China is determined to deliver on its commitments to rebuild Afghanistan and is ready to promote national peace and reconciliation efforts in that country. The drawdown of U.S.-led international forces from Afghanistan has seen increased Chinese involvement in helping the war-shattered country overcome its economic, security and infrastructure challenges. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Press freedom declined around the world in 2014. A new report by Reporters Without Borders shows some interesting things, as Victoria Mackey explains.
With journalists executed in Iraq, arrested in the United States, and targeted by governments seeking to control information, media workers on every continent faced increasing threats in 2014. Reporters Without Borders U.S. Director Delphine Algon tells VOA she knew the negative statistics were coming after a bloody year.
With 66 journalists killed, with an explosion of journalists kidnapped in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Ukraine.
Violations against press freedom increased 8% since 2013, affecting the majority of the 180 countries surveyed. Finland earned the top mark for the fifth year, helping Europe and the Balkans rate best. The Middle East and North Africa are in last place. Victoria Mackey, Washington.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.